Now on radio.lds.org, the Mormon Channel presents Q&A.
Welcome to another edition of the Mormon Channel's Q&A, questions and answers. You provide the questions, and we do our very best to try to give you the answers to those questions. If you have a question for the Mormon Channel Q&A, you can send your question to our email address. It's radio@ldschurch.org. You can also feel free to call our toll-free number, 1-877-MY-LDS-321. We received an email that says, quote, "Why are children baptized at 8 years old?" Close quote. The Lord has commanded that all people be taught repentance and be baptized. The Lord said, quote, "And you must preach unto the world, saying, you must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. For all men must repent and be baptized, and not only men, but women and children who have arrived at the years of accountability," close quote. That from Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verse 42. In November 1831, the prophet Joseph Smith received a revelation on this matter concerning children within the church. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verse 27, it says, quote, "And their children shall be baptized for the remission of their sins when 8 years old, and receive the laying on of hands," close quote. Elder Robert D. Hales taught, quote, "Many of us were baptized at 8 years of age, which the scriptures tell us is the age of accountability when we have the ability to know right from wrong, to know who we are, children of God, why we are here on the earth, and what we are trying to accomplish," close quote. President Boyd K. Packer in the April 2002 General Conference talks about the innocence of children before the age of accountability.
In the days of the prophet Mormon, some who did not understand that little children are blameless before God and are alive in Christ wanted to baptize little children. Mormon said they denied the mercies of Christ and set at naught the atonement and his power and his redemption. Mormon sternly rebuked them, saying, "He that supposeth that little children need baptism is in the gall of bitterness and the bonds of iniquity, for he hath neither faith, hope, nor charity. Should he be cut off while in the thought, he must go down to hell. Behold, I speak with boldness, having authority from God." Only when a child reaches that age of accountability set by the Lord at 8 years of age is their baptism essential. Before that, they are innocent.
That's President Boyd K. Packer. In a primary class, children learn that Heavenly Father is wise. He knows that we must learn what is right and wrong. When we have grown enough and learned enough about right and wrong, we become accountable for what we do. Being accountable means we must take responsibility for what we do wrong, and we are blessed for what we do right. Because Heavenly Father knows we are old enough to be responsible for our actions, He allows something important to take place when we are 8. Being baptized does not mean we will never make a mistake again. It means we are old enough to be responsible for our choices. We are old enough to know the difference between right and wrong. Elder Bruce R. McConkie answers the question, what is the age of accountability? He says, quote, "Accountability does not burst full bloom upon a child at any given moment in his life. Children become accountable gradually over a number of years. Becoming accountable is a process, not a goal to be attained when a specified number of years, days, and hours have elapsed. In our revelation, the Lord says, they cannot sin, for power is not given unto Satan to tempt little children until they begin to become accountable before me." That from Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 47. There comes a time, however, when accountability is real and actual, and sin is attributed in the lives of those who develop normally. It is 8 years of age, the age of baptism, close quote. That from Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verse 27. This principle of accountability has been twisted and perverted and even lost at various times. It was at the root of Mormon's inquiry to the Lord about infant baptism. One of the most instructive passages on the point contains the words spoken by the Lord to Abraham. He said, quote, My people have gone astray from my precepts and have not kept mine ordinances, which I gave unto their fathers. And they have not observed my anointing and the burial or baptism wherewith I commanded them, but have turned from the commandment and taken unto themselves the washing of children and the blood of sprinkling. Close quote. That from the Joseph Smith translation, Genesis chapter 17, verses 4 through 6. Infant baptism was practiced by some even in those early days. The reason? Men no longer understood the atonement. For the record continues, those ancient peoples said, "The blood of the righteous Abel was shed for sins, and have not known wherein they are accountable before me." That from the Joseph Smith translation, Genesis chapter 17, verse 7. Then the Lord made this promise to Abraham, "I will establish a covenant of circumcision with thee, and it shall be my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations, that thou mayest know forever that children are not accountable before me until they are 8 years old." Close quote. That from the Joseph Smith translation, Genesis chapter 17, verse 11. Elder McConkie also answers the question, what is our responsibility to our children? He said, quote, "Our children are our Father's children. He has entrusted them to us for a time and a season. Our appointment is to bring them up in light and truth so that they will qualify to return to His eternal presence." Parents in Zion have an especial responsibility for the care and well-being of the souls entrusted to them. King Benjamin summarized it in these words, "You will not suffer your children that they go hungry or naked, neither will ye suffer that they transgress the laws of God and fight and quarrel one with another and serve the devil, who is the master of sin, who is the evil spirit which hath been spoken of by our fathers, he being an enemy to all righteousness. But ye will teach them to walk in the ways of truth and soberness. Ye will teach them to love one another and to serve one another." Close quote. Elder Robert D. Hales in the October 2000 General Conference tells us that as parents, we are to teach our children about baptism.
We cannot take lightly the law given to us to teach our children. The doctrine of repentance, faith in Christ, the Son of the living God, and of baptism in the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands when 8 years old, which is the age of accountability appointed by God. We need to do a better job of teaching our children and our grandchildren to understand what it means to enter the kingdom of God, for we will be held accountable. Many members of the church do not fully understand what happened when they went into the waters of baptism. It is very important for us to understand the marvelous gift of the remission of sins, but there is much more. Do you understand, and do your children understand, when they are baptized, they are changed forever? Adult converts to the church often have a better understanding of this transformation because they feel the contrast as they come out of the world into the kingdom of God. When we are baptized, we take upon ourselves the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Taking upon us His name is one of the most significant experiences we have in life. Yet sometimes we pass through that experience without having a full understanding. How many of our children, how many of us, really understand that when we were baptized, we took upon us not only the name of Christ, but also the law of obedience? Each week in sacrament meeting, we promise to remember the atoning sacrifice of our Savior as we renew our baptismal covenant. We promise to do as the Savior did, to be obedient to the Father and always keep His commandments. The blessings we receive in return is to always have His Spirit to be with us, the gift of the Holy Ghost given to us when we are confirmed, gives us the ability to discern the difference between the giving ways of the kingdom and the taking practices of the world. The Holy Ghost gives us the strength and courage to conduct our lives in ways of the kingdom of God and is the source of our testimony of the Father and the Son. As we obey the will of our Father in heaven, this priceless gift of the Holy Ghost will be with us continually. We need the Holy Ghost as our constant companion to help us make better choices in the decisions that confront us daily. Our young men and women are bombarded with ugly things of the world. Companionship with the Spirit will give them the strength to resist evil and, when necessary, repent and return to the straight and narrow path. None of us are immune from the temptations of the adversary. We all need the fortification available through the Holy Ghost. Mothers and fathers should prayerfully invite the Holy Spirit to dwell in their dedicated homes. Having the gift of the Holy Ghost helps family members make wise choices, choices that will help them return their families to their Father in heaven and His Son, Jesus Christ, to live with them eternally.
That's Elder Robert D. Hales. You're listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A, Questions and Answers. If you have a comment about this episode or you have a question for us, feel free to drop us a line at radio@ldschurch.org. We received an email that asks, quote, "Why are children baptized at 8 years old?" close quote. President Boyd K. Packer teaches, quote, "With the proper serum, the physical body is protected against disease. We can also protect our children from moral and spiritual diseases. The word inoculate has two parts, in, to be within, and oculate means eye to see. When children are baptized and confirmed, we place an eye within them, the unspeakable gift of the Holy Ghost. With the restoration of the gospel came the authority to confer this gift. The Book of Mormon gives us the key. Angels speak by the power of the Holy Ghost, wherefore they speak the words of Christ. Feast upon the words of Christ, for behold, the words of Christ will tell you and your children as well all things what ye should do." Close quote. That from 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3. If you will accept it in your mind and cradle it in your feelings, a knowledge of the restored gospel and a testimony of Jesus Christ can spiritually immunize your children. Close quote. President Boyd K. Packer from the April 2002 General Conference talks about how parents are responsible for a child's physical, spiritual, and emotional needs.
Children should not be ignored or neglected. They absolutely must not be abused or molested. Children must not be abandoned or estranged by divorce. Parents are responsible to provide for their children. The Lord said, "All children have claim upon their parents for the maintenance until they are of age." We have to look after the physical, the spiritual, and after their emotional needs. The Book of Mormon teaches, "Ye will not suffer your children that they go hungry or naked, neither will ye see that they transgress the laws of God and fight and quarrel with one another and serve the devil who is the master of sin, or who is the evil spirit which hath been spoken of by our fathers, he being the enemy of all righteousness." Nothing compares with a father who is responsible and in turn teaches his children responsibility. Nothing compares to the mother who is present with to comfort them and give them assurance and love and protection. Tenderness, they are all of consummate worth. The Lord said, "I have commanded you to bring up your children in light and truth."
That's President Boyd K. Packer. Thank you so much for listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A. If you'd like to download this episode so that you can listen to it as a podcast, you can go to our website at radio.lds.org. And if you have a question for the Mormon Channel's Q&A, feel free to send us an email at radio@ldschurch.org. Thanks so much for listening to the Mormon Channel.
You've been listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A on radio.lds.org.